Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight on WRMJ. I'm Terry James. On today's Senior Spotlight, WRMJ's Ty Taylor speaks with Jacob Kenny of Mercer County High School, a graduating senior. The Spotlight is brought to you by Rex McCorder of Yarger Machinery Sales. Now let's join Ty Taylor.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. On our Senior Spotlight today, we're talking with Mercer County High School senior Jacob Kenny, a member of the class of 2025 at Mercer County. So we'll start there. I know it's probably kind of a weird feeling with the high school days winding down for you in the month of May. So as you look back at your 4 years at Mercer County High School, we'll start by just taking a look at if you have any specific like favorite memory or memories that stick out of your time in high school.
Not like overly, there's not like one thing that like distinctly sticks out. It's all kind of just went and gone like so fast. Like it's been crazy how fast things have gone these past couple of years. Like it feels like it's barely, senior's just started and it's already coming to an end. But like some of the favorite things have been like this year with the homecoming, getting homecoming king. This football season, we played pretty well, even though it kind of ended sadly. Things like that.
So speaking about the academic side of things, we'll get into athletics in a moment. I know that's a big part of your high school career, but on the academic side of things, any specific classes or like subject that you maybe have taken a liking to over your time in school?
Oh yeah, some of like the favorite classes I've had were zoology. That one was a really fun one, I think. And then robotics, that was another really fun one just to have and just take.
So on the athletic side of things, a three-sport athlete, you played football for Mercer County, and then in the spring, you know, playing two sports at once, basically baseball and then in track and field. So what role has athletics played for you both in your, you know, school career and also just development as a person growing up playing sports? So what's that been like at Mercer County for you?
I feel like it's been a lot. It's been like the main thing that gets me to go do things. It's like made me meet so many people. It's allowed me to do so many fun things. It's been like a key factor of things I've done. It's been great. It's been fun. Always having something to do. Keeps me busy.
So playing two sports at once in the spring, baseball, and then track and field. Is this the first year that you did that?
Yeah, this has been the first year for it. They finally just allowed it to happen this year.
So for you, with that transition of now, you know, having basically two sports you got to prepare for, you know, games on the baseball side, meets on the track and field side, what has that been like, you know, transition from, you know, being used to just playing one sport at a time, now having to try to balance both of those things along with like schoolwork too?
It's been a bit more chaotic. Like it's not been awful. They've done a pretty good job at helping us along through it. The coaches have. And they keep it pretty organized on how the schedules are set up and keep us well informed on what we're doing. So it hasn't been awful. It's been a bit more chaotic, a little more stressful just because you have a little bit less time for other things with like schoolwork and stuff. But you can still find time to get it all done.
And what about for you? I know you have, your dad is both a teacher at the school and then a coach for you as well athletically. So what has that been like through your 4 years of high school, getting to have, you know, your dad at school every day, also, you know, helping you with schoolwork, but also being a coach for you on the athletic side of things?
I think it's been actually a bit of a blessing to have that. It's been such a help, especially during sports seasons and just general schoolwork. He's helped me with it a lot when I need help and stuff. And then for sports, he's just always been there. It's been really nice. And I can always have someone to go to that knows what's going on, can help me and help me figure out things.
I'd always like to get to know what kids plan to do post high school. So for Jacob Kenny, Mercer County grad in the class of 2025, what's next for you? Like, what are your post high school plans?
Right now, I'm planning on just going down to Sandburg. I'm going to go play JUCO baseball for 2 years and then work towards an engineering degree.
All right, that's Mercer County senior in the graduating class of 2025, Jacob Kenny, joining us on the Senior Spotlight today. Appreciate the time, Jacob, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, and I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.